and welcome to minute 163 of season 8 of Movie Rob Minute, the daily podcast where we foobar our way through the 1998 Steven Spielberg award-winning film Saving Private Ryan, 1 minute at a time. I'm Rob, and joining me once again on this special episode on Saturday is Chris Henry of the Apollo 13 Minute. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. I've had just such a great time with you, as I always do here.
All right, excellent. So minute 163 begins with the credits and ends with the end with a credit for Ed Burns. So yesterday we basically faded to black, and this minute is a credit minute. You know, we're going to get a bunch of credits for some of the famous or infamous people that or the infamous. Did you ever see The Three Amigos?
Oh my God, yeah, great movie.
So, it's the whole idea that they sent them a telegram saying that they want their help to get rid of the infamous El Guapo, and they read it as infamous, and it means he's more famous than famous.
Yeah, exactly. Love it. That's a fantastic movie too.
It's really stupid, but it's just so much fun.
It is. It absolutely is. Yeah.
Right. So the credits begin. Obviously, we have the music from John Williams playing in the background throughout this whole thing, which, as I've mentioned numerous times, I love the music of this movie, the theme song, the theme score of this thing. So it starts with directed by Steven Spielberg. Have you ever heard of this guy?
I've heard of this guy. Yeah, absolutely. He's done a few things.
He's done a few things, yeah. How many movies do you think he has directed?
Oh my gosh. If I had to guess, I'm going to take a guess. I mean, this is just, I'm going to say 65.
According to IMDb, it's 61. Includes that you're very close though. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, three of those are movies that are still in development. So, one of them is a new Bullet movie. Another one is a Napoleon movie that he's apparently supposed to be directing. But so officially he's got 58 that have already been released. But some of them are there. There's a music video on here and stuff like that. I don't like how they changed IMDb, because it used to be that you can separate between which things are movies and which are TV shows and which are music videos and stuff like that. But now they just lump it all together. So he has 58 directing credits, on IMDb. Steven Spielberg is someone who most people who know anything about movies have heard about. They have some idea as to who he is. He has been nominated many, many times for Oscars. Whether we're talking about being nominated for, and in numerous categories, nominated in screenplay category, in for Best Picture, for director, things like that. He is very high up there on someone who's been nominated pretty much the most times for best producer and also best director.
Well, and it's interesting now that when you say that, there are so many times where, especially if it's a war movie, which sometimes war movies get the treatment that maybe aren't so great. So you're kind of like, oh boy, when you hear that something's coming out about a subject that maybe you really enjoy. But it's interesting whenever you say like, hey, they're going to make a new movie about, this, and you say, oh, really? And then they're like, yeah. And and it's Spielberg, or Spielberg and Hanks have teamed up. You're like, oh, okay. And it's almost like this, it's the seal of approval that like, oh, it's going to be good. Like, you don't have to worry.
Correct. But that's because it is Steven Spielberg. I mean, he's someone, I mean, I've talked about this in the past also, he's someone who can even make, I hate movie remakes, right? But he was able to take West Side Story, which is an amazing musical and do it justice by making a remake of it, and in some ways even making it a little better. You know, and yeah. Most people are not able to do that. I mean, we talked about this a little yesterday. You know, there are rare occasions where someone will look at a Steven Spielberg movie that he directed and say, oh my God, that movie is terrible. It's very rare.
Yeah, it is. It is, it absolutely is rare, very rare. And you're talking about remakes. You know, yesterday I had named Always. You know, I absolutely love that movie. It's a little bit of a kind of like a love letter to flying and aerial firefighting, but it's a remake of the old A Guy Named Joe movie. And yeah, very, even now just talking about it, I kind of had a smile on my face. It's a, you know, it's a lovely movie. It's worth watching if you haven't seen it.
It's a nice. You see, I don't see that as an exact remake, like with West Side Story is basically a very close remake. Always in yeah. A Guy Named Joe, take the basic idea.
You know, yeah, exactly.
That's it. You know, it's not a direct remake. It's a how would I describe it? It's a reimagining.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah, I like that.
You know, so yeah. And so basically so you got this guy Steven Spielberg. he is one of only 10 directors who have won the Golden Globe, the DGA, BAFTA, and Oscar for the same movie. And he only won it for one movie of his, for Schindler's List. The other nine are Mike Nichols, who did it for The Graduate, Milos Forman for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Attenborough for Gandhi, Oliver Stone for Platoon, Ang Lee for Brokeback Mountain, Danny Boyle for Slumdog, Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity and Roma. He did it twice. Alejandro Iñárritu for The Revenant, and Guillermo del Toro for The Shape of Water. So yeah, all those guys are in a great category with someone like Spielberg.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can't disagree.
Yeah, And obviously Steven Spielberg made this little movie called Saving Private Ryan that we've only been talking about for 163 episodes. Yeah. So, and then the next credit comes on screen, and it's the writing credit for Robert Rodat. Okay, how many writing credits do you think Robert Rodat has on IMDb?
Oh boy, I'm gonna say 35.
13. He has written 13 movies. And how many of those 13 movies are with Steven Spielberg?
I'm going to guess 10.
And the answer is 1. This is the only movie that the two of them collaborated on.
That's fun.
So you were sort of right. You just added that little zero at the end.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Exactly. It was a typo. You know, you wrote one, and the zero happened to just pop up.
Exactly. I forgot to put the decimal point.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Right. Then we get the first producing credits, Steven Spielberg and Ian Bryce. Okay, Ian Bryce, he himself has 32 IMDb credits as a producer. And once again, I will ask you, of those 32, how many of them are collaborative with Steven Spielberg?
I'm going to guess 5.
And once again, the answer is 1.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
See, there, all right, I can't give you that one on the typo.
No, I was just wrong on that one.
Sorry. Yeah. Right. Then the next credit is the producers, Mark Gordon and Gary Levinson, who own a production company called Mutual Film. And once again, this is the only credit that the two of them have with Steven Spielberg, which you'd think that they would have wanted to work with him a little more after winning an Oscar for this. because they are among the Oscar winners in this. You know, there's always the debate of who should get, you know, who gets credit for an Oscar in a particular, you know, in a particular category. And at the time, they gave more producers than nowadays. The producers list, I think, is limited to, I think, three. But in 1999, there were four people that were nominated for Best Picture in this movie are Spielberg, Ian Bryce, Mark Gordon, and Gary Levinson. So, and Spielberg's the only one who went home that night with an Oscar. But that was for directing and not for picture.
Wow.
Which is unfortunate and doesn't make any sense to me to this day, but okay, what can you do?
Yeah, I know.
Exactly. The credits continue and we get the DP, director of photography, Janis Kaminski. Okay, now how many IMDb credits do you think he has?
I'm going to guess 7.
As a cinematographer.
I'm going to guess 7.
No, how many credits does he have? We're not even talking about his collaborations.
Oh, I mean all together. Okay. I don't know. Boy, you got. I'm gonna. I feel like I should go double digits. I feel like I should go into the 30s.
55.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's still way low. Okay, yeah. And then I was thinking 7 with Spielberg.
And 7 with Spielberg. Okay, he has 20 with Spielberg actually.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, he's his DP that he's
I'm
used.
I'm going downhill from my first guess. So,
well, there's nothing you can do about that.
Yeah.
And he himself has been nominated 7 times for Oscars as a cinematographer. 6 of those 7 were for movies that he was with Spielberg on. In the nominations, he had for Schindler's List, Amistad, Saving Private Ryan, War Horse, Lincoln, and West Side Story. He also was nominated in addition for doing cinematography for The Diving Bell and The Butterfly in 2008. And how many do you think he won of these 7?
I'm going to go 5.
2. He won for Schindler's List and Saving Private Ryan. Those are the 2 that he won.
There's the 2 proud ones to be associated with, though.
Oh, for sure. There's no real question on that one.
Yeah, absolutely.
In my opinion, those are Spielberg's biggest achievements.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, I can't imagine how proud you have to be of that. I mean, that's huge.
Right, but we did talk about how many movies, he has directed.
Yeah, so,
you know, that's true. I wonder what his favorite would be, you know, for what he's done.
That'd be an amazing question. Yeah, I'd love to know the answer to that.
You know, or is he one of those things that says, "I love all my children"? You know?
Yeah, I'm sure it's like picking that, but yeah, God, I'd love to know that. I'd love to know what his favorite movie is. If he did.
Right. So would I. But I don't think we'll ever find out on our own that easily. You know, he's pretty tight-lipped.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we get to the next credit is the production designer, a man named Tom Sanders. 18 credits as a production designer on IMDb. And I will ask you once again, how many of those do you think are with Steven Spielberg?
Boy, I'm going to guess half of them are with Spielberg.
No, once again, this is the only the only time that he worked with Spielberg. So
wow.
It's half and then half and then half and half.
Multiple halves.
Yeah. Yeah, he unfortunately passed away in 2017.
Oh. So
he will not be working with Steven Spielberg anymore. He was nominated for an Oscar for this movie, but that our art direction was one of the Oscars this movie did not win.
Well, and, you know, you're talking about how many people worked with him only on this movie. And you have to wonder, like, how much of that was just, like, the right people at the right time on the right team that made this magic all happen together, you know?
Yeah,
and if you replace any of those dominoes, would it happen the same way? And maybe not, you know?
You're completely correct. And I mean, we'll obviously never know the true answer to that, but yeah. It's the way it is. Okay, and then the credits continue, and the next one that we get is the film editor Michael Kahn. Once again, how many credits do you think Michael Kahn has on IMDb, and how many working with Steven Spielberg?
I'm gonna guess 50 and one.
Okay, Michael Kahn has 77 IMDb credits as an editor. Okay, and yeah, I know you went with the one because he's jumping out at you, but he is the person who has the most collaborations with Spielberg. Okay. He has edited every one of Spielberg's films since Close Encounters, except for E.T. Okay,
wow.
So he has 29. He has 29 credits that of working with Steven Spielberg as the editor.
Wow. So what I'm taking away from that is even that guy didn't like E.T.
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about it from that perspective.
Yeah. I've just offended every kid of the 80s just now, but yeah.
No, it's all good. Okay. So he was nominated 8 times for an Oscar for Best Editing. Okay. And he won 3 times of those 8. Okay. Now,
oh, wow.
7 of those 8 are movies from Spielberg. The only one that is not is Fatal Attraction, which he didn't win for. Okay, he was nominated for Close Encounters, Raiders, one of your favorites, Empire of the Sun, Schindler's List, Saving Private Ryan, Munich, and Lincoln.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Any clue what which of those 3 he won for?
I'm going to guess Lincoln.
No, he won for this movie. He won for Schindler's List, and he won for Raiders of the Lost Ark. Those are the 3 movies that he won Oscars for editing.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez. Man.
Right. Yeah. Then we get the next credit. Music by John Williams. You've probably heard of him, so haven't you?
Yes. Yes, I am familiar. And you're right. Like, there's not a ton of music in this, but where it is, it matters, you know, it, and I guess that's probably by design, you know, I'm sure it is, but, and I mean, what a just wonderful soundtrack this movie has. And, you know, it becomes a character of itself in the movie, you know, when you're talking about the scenes that we're talking about in the cemetery and everything, just, you know, they help really stir up more emotion.
Okay, now how many credits do you think John Williams has on IMDb? Again, you know, we talked about the fact that they mix together TV stuff and movie stuff and stuff like that. So, you know,
I mean, with him, I have to guess over 100. I mean, he's done so many big films and TV.
Okay, so yeah, you are correct. It is over 100. According to IMDb, he has 321 credits in the music department.
Oh,
180 credits as a composer. And 522 credits for soundtrack. So again, completely mind-blowing numbers. No question about that.
Yeah.
And how many times do you think he has collaborated with Steven Spielberg?
I'm gonna guess 12.
29.
Jeez. Wow.
Yeah.
I am not great at this game.
And he has been nominated over 50 times for an Oscar for the work that he's done in movies. But unfortunately, most of them are not wins.
Oh, surprising. I mean,
he won for Schindler's List. Okay, and what else? He won for E.T. He won for Star Wars, the original. He won for Jaws. He won for Fiddler on the Roof. So what is that? I think that's five. So he has five of his 50-something nominations, which is still pretty amazing.
Well, and he almost had to win for Jaws. We talk about a soundtrack becoming a character, and like literally his soundtrack, his just few notes are, you know, literally a character in that movie. I mean, you can play that anywhere and people immediately are like, oh, that's Jaws. You know, something bad's going to happen.
Right. You know what? This is a perfect segue, because since you know, your episodes didn't fall on Monday, so we do the top five for John Williams. So now we'll actually do the top five. We won't wait until the end of today's episode to do that.
Okay.
We will do Maestro Monday today, right now, which works really well. So, this is a segment that I usually do on Mondays called Maestro Monday, where my guests will give their top five John Williams movie scores themes. So once again, start at number five and work your way up.
All right, let me see here. So I've got to go with. I'm gonna have to go with the Jurassic Park theme as number five. Wonderful piece of music, love that. Then I think four would have to be the main theme for Indiana Jones. Absolutely love that. Let's see. The Hymn to the Fallen and Save a Private Ryan. Love that. And so there's your number three spot. Two and one are going to be kind of funny, because I love the Star Wars music, and specifically the main theme. I mean, it's fantastic. The Imperial Death March is awesome. The Imperial March. I'm gonna have to go with the main theme though. And then number one, this is where I said it's gonna be a little silly, but I really like it. I've always loved the piece of music he did for the Olympics. So I don't know if that counts or not, because it's not really from a movie, but. I've always loved
it. You're not the first person to put that in there, so I will give it to you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So those are my five.
All right, that is a great list. Thank you very much for that. Right, so John Williams and Steven Spielberg have done a few things together over the years.
Yeah, just a few small things.
Yeah, a few small things. Then the credits continue, and we get the costume designer, Joanna Johnston. Now, she has 37 IMDb credits. And how many of those 37 do you think she worked with Steven Spielberg?
I'm going to guess five.
Wow, she did six. That's very good.
All right, good. I'm back in the game.
That's right. Obviously she worked on this movie with him. She worked on Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. She worked on War of the Worlds, Munich, War Horse, Lincoln, and those are the ones she did with Steven Spielberg. Impressive. Nicely done. and then we get the next credit, which is the two co-producers, Bonnie Curtis and Allison Lyon Segan, which I wasn't able to find much information about either of them, even via IMDb. But so Bonnie Curtis has 24 IMDb credits, and of those, she worked with Steven Spielberg on five movies. And Allison Lyon Segan has only 10 IMDb credits as a producer, and only this is the only movie she worked on with him.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Again, as you said, it's falling in the right place at the right time, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
And then the credits continue, and we get the credit for casting. Okay, and the casting director of this movie is Denise Chamian. Chamian, yeah, that's how it's pronounced. She has 164 credits as the casting director, 19 in the casting department. Okay, and she's been nominated for an Oscar never.
Oh.
All right, I'm gonna cut that out. That doesn't sound right. and her, how many times do you think she worked with Steven Spielberg?
Let's see. I'm gonna guess 9.
I mean, again, we're talking that she has a lot of credits here. You know.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna guess. Well, I better up that a little bit. So let me say, what about like 30?
No, come on. John Williams only did 29. 164 IMDb credits as a casting director. How many of those do you think she worked with Steven Spielberg?
I was guessing 9.
You're gonna say 9. So the answer is actually 2.
Oh.
Based on what I could see, she only worked on this film and Minority Report with with him.
So, interesting.
Yeah. And then the credits basically the main credits end of the, you know, the key players behind the scenes, and then we start dealing with the people, you know, in front of the screen.
Sure.
First one is obviously top billing for Tom Hanks, which I'm sure you've heard of him also.
I have. I've heard of him. What a cool, great actor and cool guy. I mean, just a classy individual.
Yeah, so that's the way it seems, you know. I've never met him, you know. I know you have a history with him with Apollo 13, so you know, maybe Jim O'Kane helped you find a way to connect to him somehow or something like that.
We did actually from where I work, and we were working on actually having him do something. We were gonna host the reunion of the crew of Apollo 8, and that was gonna be right around 2020. When it got wiped out because of COVID, but he was willing to be part of it. And he was just a really nice guy. You know, I talked to him through his folks, but he was just always very, really nice. So, yeah. And the stuff that the projects he puts together and is part of, and the people that he chooses to honor with his projects, that really means a lot. It says something when you see who someone's heroes are. And they are great people, then I think that has something to do with who they are as well.
Right. Okay, that is definitely fair. Makes sense. Right, so Tom Hanks, as of now, has 101 IMDb credits.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty amazing for an actor in this day and age to have that many acting credits.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, for someone who's a lead actor, let me rephrase that, because you know you have background actors that will have a lot more, a lot more credits, you know, because they're just doing a little part. But when you are the person who's behind the movie, you know, it makes it a little bit more more difficult to get so many. But he still does it, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so absolutely. And
he always
does really fantastic projects. I actually just saw, well, the last movie I saw, the most current movie I saw with him was a guy named Otto, and that was really enjoyable. Actually, filmed in my hometown, so that was that was pretty cool. See, it was cool to see your hometown. Like, you're, it's one thing to say, yeah, I'm from Pittsburgh, and you see Pittsburgh on the big screen, but when you see your specific slice of the suburbs of Pittsburgh on the big screen, it's kind of surreal.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. And people that interacted with him there said he was just fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't remember that it was done in Pittsburgh. So, yeah. For me, the only movie that jumps to mind when I think of Pittsburgh is Striking Distance. You know.
Okay, here. You know what's so funny about that? I'll give you two fun facts. One, Jesse Brown's grandson, Jesse Brown, was this country's first African-American naval aviator. We have an airplane that is associated with that squadron in our museum. That's Jesse Brown's grandson's favorite, one of his favorite movies. So if it's on, he'll text me and be like, I'm watching Striking Distance right now. the other fun fact from that was that, so that is a real thing. The Pittsburgh, we have a lot of rivers. We have a river branch of the police that have police boats and everything. But their station, they wanted to film in the station, and the station didn't look cool. So the movie actually built a new police station for the river boats for the movie, and that is actually the station now. They built it to a standard that it was able to stay, and that's the police station for the boats in Pittsburgh, is the one that was built for to be the set for the movie.
Oh wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's just down from PNC Park, right on the Three Rivers there.
Wow. All right, very cool.
It's a good day. I got to work in my father's favorite movie of all time. He loves Striking Distance, so that it's a good day. I get to work that into my day.
of course. So once again, because Chris was not here on Tuesday, so we have the segment from Tuesday we didn't do, but now is also the perfect segue to do it, because we got Tom Hanks' credit on the screen. So every Tuesday we have a segment called Tom Hanks Tuesday, where my guests will give their top five Tom Hanks performances. So Chris, once again, why don't you start, or actually for one final time this week on these top fives, why don't you give us your top five? Start with your number five and work your way up.
Oh man, great. Man, this is one of those ones that's actually going to be tough to narrow down. So, but here we go. We'll give it a shot.
You're going to say Apollo 13.
I know.
Saving Private Ryan.
So let's see. I'm going to have to go with. Big. Love that movie. That's number five. Number four, I'm going to have to go Sully. Let's see. Number three, I'm going to have to go League of Their Own. Even though this is hard, I'm gonna go with one that's not as famous, believe it or not. So number, man, yeah, I gotta do it. Geez. Yeah, I'm gonna have to do it this way. But number two is, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It's a movie he did about Mr. Rogers.
Yeah, of course. Also Pittsburgh. There you go.
Yeah. And Mr. Rogers, personal, hero in mind later in life. As a kid, I grew up with him. I didn't know how special that man truly was. Did get to meet the real Mr. Rogers, which was cool. So glad that he did a movie on him. And I don't know if it's legal, but I got to do a tie between Apollo 13 and Saving Private Ryan.
Oh, yeah, those you're are cheating so again. Cheating again.
I know. I'm trying to squeeze an extra one in, but. And the reason that I put them both as a tie is they both honor wonderful real-life people that are heroes of mine, and that's the World War II generation and the Apollo astronauts. I mean, that is – God, that is so hard to tell where I would want to separate that. So I know it's a little bit of a cheat, but I got to put a two-way tie in there. so that'll be my official numbers, even though – I'm probably causing the judges pain.
There's only one judge, man. Yes, yeah.
That's okay. It's really hard to choose between, like I said, and it's really down to that. Both movies are so fantastic. He does a great job in them, but to to choose between representing the World War II generation and everything that did for them, this, the Saving Private Ryan did. And really, Apollo 13 had the same effect for the Apollo astronauts. It was, you know, we weren't really talking about Apollo and going to the moon. And then suddenly this movie comes out about not going to the moon, really. And suddenly we're talking about the space program again. And we want to talk about, you know, the Apollo astronauts and honor them. Both of them had very similar ripple effects into the heroes' lives that they were honoring. And I think that's just so commendable.
Yes, and obviously there's also the whole aspect of it that, you know, someone like Tom Hanks was able to create both From the Earth to the Moon and Band of Brothers to even accentuate more the idea that here we're talking about, you know, these two events, you know, yes. World War II and the space race and stuff like that. And
yeah.
So, yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah, absolutely, excellent. I agree.
Excellent. That's great. That is a great list, even if you cheated. So that's okay.
That's all right. I like it.
Yeah. No problem. And then we get the final credit for this minute with the, you know, we see that Ed Burns. Now, I got to say, I'm a little shocked that Ed Burns gets second billing in this movie. But still, it's nice. You know, I'm a big fan of Ed Burns, so. You know, it's not that I'm disappointed. I was just shocked, you know, that even at this point when he didn't have much of a career at this point, he was just like the rest of them.
Yeah.
He was just getting started at this point. You know, he himself had made two movies before that. He made The Brothers of Macmillan and She's the One. But, you know, don't know.
Yeah.
Right.
That is surprising he got that spot, but that's cool.
Yeah, so he has 39 IMDb credits. Obviously, before his debut in Saving Private Ryan, you know, his credits were for two of his movies, and another movie called No Looking Back, which I don't know what that is. I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
But actually, it looks very interesting with. Lauren Holly and Ed Burns.
Oh, interesting. I have to check that one out.
Actually, there you go. It's another movie that was written and directed by Ed Burns. There you go. So actually, all of the credits before Saving Private Ryan are from movies that he made. So again, I give him a lot of credit for that. That's great.
Ah, that's cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Okay. So now we've actually gone through everything. In this particular minute, hopefully not too much in detail, but the rest of the week, I can assure people that they don't have to worry about me talking about credits, because the next four episodes will be interviews with people connected to the movie. I'm not going to tell anyone who they are yet. You'll have to wait and see. You might have gotten clues over the course of the whole season, but you'll just have to wait and find this out. Chris, do you have anything else you want to say about the movie in general?
No, it is it's a wonderful masterpiece, just from the standpoint of being a wonderful movie. But what it did after its release, having an effect in people being more interested in talking to our World War II veterans, having more horsepower to get our World War II memorial built out in Washington, D.C., for that movie is so special. Again, it's a wonderful movie, but what it did off the screen also is wonderful for that as well. So it's one near and dear to my heart, and I've really been excited and happy to get to be a little part of preserving that film's history with talking with you here this past few days.
I appreciate that too. Yeah, don't take that the wrong way.
yeah, absolutely.
That's right. All right. So would you like to once again, one final time this season, tell people, where they can find you?
Absolutely. So you can find me online. Some of the other Movie by Minutes. I did the Die Hard minute and a few episodes of that here with Rob. I was a regular or one of the hosts of the Apollo 13 Minute. And I've been on things like the MASH Minute and the Rocketeer Minute with some of my friends here. But my everyday job is I'm the manager of the EAA Aviation Museum out in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. So if you ever get a chance to be out this way, we certainly encourage you to come out and stop in. Let me know you're coming ahead of time, and I'd be happy to come out and say hi. I hope that wherever you are, if there's a museum of any type that interests you nearby, that you go out and get involved in it. I know they could use your help, and I guarantee you, you will have a much you'll have a lot of adventures and a much fuller life being a part of something like that. I guarantee it. So please consider volunteering at your local museum.
Excellent. All right. And finding me is very simple. Just do a quick search for Movie Rob Minutes. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on my website, MovieRobMinute.com. And if you feel like sending me an email, you can send it to MovieRobMinute@MovieRob.net. So, Chris, thank you very much for joining me these last few days.
Oh, it's been an honor. Thank you.
Really, really learned a lot this week. And once again, we will be continuing an episode every day this week till we finally hit the final episode on Friday on D-Day itself. But over the next 4 days, I will have interviews with people that are connected to the movie from various perspectives. So please come back every day, and you'll hear some interesting stuff. Once again, thank you very much to Chris, and I will be back tomorrow. So until tomorrow, earn this.
In my solitude, you